Well, you've joined us for Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, coming to you from Herb's Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. So we've got a great study in store this morning, Kent. Good to see you.
I'm ready. I need it.
The title of this is More Sure.
Oh, good. I like that.
You like that already. So we're in 2 Peter 1 and verse 19 for our devotion this morning. I want to begin by reading the verse. So we have the prophetic word made... excuse me, I've got a little something in my throat here, Kent.
That's okay.
So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which we do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. So, Kent, the power of this verse is that far more sure than hearing the audible voice of God, which Peter heard on the Mount of Transfiguration, is what we have right here in the written word of God. And so many times people mistakenly think, well, I heard the voice of God. Well, you did not hear the voice of God. They want to hear the voice of God. Well, you're asking for the wrong thing. It's been well said. If you want to hear the voice of God, read your Bible out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear the word of God that way. But Peter is saying, don't be caught up in hearing some audible voice. What you have is far more sure and certain because it's the written word of God. And the written word of God is more sure. It can be studied. It can be parsed. It can be defined. It can be analyzed. It can be exegeted. And there is such a profound depth about the written word of God. So let's walk through this passage. Verse 19, Peter begins, so we have the prophetic word. Let's just stop there. Right now, present tense, we have the prophetic word. And the Bible is called the prophetic word because the entire Old Testament was written by prophets. And the New Testament was written by the apostles or by those who were supported by the apostles. And it is the prophetic word in the sense, the word prophetic means that you speak on behalf of God and that you stand before others to speak on behalf of God with divine revelation. So he says, we have the prophetic word made more sure. More sure is really one word in the original, Kent, and it means firm. It means secure. And I looked up the other ways it's translated in the New Testament, which I think kind of enlarges or deepens our understanding. More sure is translated in Romans 4:16 as guaranteed. I like that. We have the prophetic word that is far more guaranteed. 2 Corinthians 1:7, it's translated firmly grounded. So what we have here is firmly grounded. And in Hebrews 2:2, it's translated unalterable. Well, what is written cannot be changed. And then Hebrews 3:14, firm. And 2 Peter 1:10, certain. So what a treasure can't we have in the written word of God. It is unalterable. It is firmly grounded. It is certain and sure. And he says, to which you do well. To which you do well to give your attention to it, to which you do well to pay attention to the Scripture. And so to pay attention means to give our undivided attention, for us to be myopic, if you will, about the teaching of Scripture. And Kent, today it's so easy to be distracted and pulled in different directions. And even in church, it seems that times preachers are not paying attention to the Scripture. They're being drawn and focused in other directions, distracted. And so he now describes the Bible, the prophetic word. He says, to a lamp shining in a dark place. Kent, this book is like a lighthouse. It's like a torch that's shining so brightly in a dark place, referring to this present world in which we live. It is so dark and filled with ignorance of God. He says we are to pay attention to this, notice, until the day dawns. And that refers to the time of Christ's return. So all the way to the end of the age, we are to give strictest attention to the written word of God. And as we do, he says, and the morning star arises in your hearts. And Christ is transforming our hearts, even right now, as we long for the return of Christ. And in that day, we will be made like him. So, Kent, the priority is put upon the written word of God, not our experiences, not even our testimony, but upon the written word of God. So let's talk about this.
Well, it's a great reminder. I mean, it just hits me how it's a great reminder that it's the word of God. It's the word of God. It's faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But here's my question, Steve. Why is it that if the word of God is so important, why is it almost the last place we go? Like we go to Christian music, or we go to other people, or we go to friends, or we go to counselors, but we somehow it's the last place we want to go is sit down here and get in the Bible.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Ken, I'm sure it says something about our human nature, that we just want an immediate fix. We don't really want to have to study. We don't really want to have to dig in. We just want it kind of spoon-fed to us from somebody else. We want our feelings to be massaged rather than our minds renewed. And so too often, this is the last place we turn, where it really should be our first treasure house that we open up that ministers to us. I'm sure there's different reasons for different people. I think with some people, they don't even know what's in the Bible, so why would they be turning to a book with which they are so little instructed and prepared to read?
Is it daunting because if they're not in the Bible, they don't know where to start? Is that part of it?
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. And you know, we can make recommendations. Like if you're not a Christian yet or just became a Christian, the Gospel of John is certainly a great place to start. If you're going through troubled times, the Book of Psalms is certainly a great place.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to really learn doctrine and theology, you could go to Romans, and if you need a condensed version of Romans, you could go to Galatians or even Ephesians. So there are different places in the Bible. If you need wisdom, we could go to the book of Proverbs. If you're suffering and need strength to go through that, the book of Job ministers to us. If you want to see beyond the madness of this world to really the return of Christ, you could read the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. Each book in the Bible really has its own unique message mm-hmm. and contribution that it makes. But Ken, as we've said before, it takes a whole Bible yeah. to produce a whole Christian. Mm-hmm. And so we need to put our arms around the entire written word of God, Genesis to Revelation. So I would encourage reading from different portions and different parts of the Bible, such that we have, you know, the law and Hebrew wisdom and prophecy and great narratives from the Old Testament, the Gospels, the expansion of the church, the epistles. We need all of it, really. And that's why it's all put together in one book, the Bible.
So just practically speaking then,
yeah.
A lot to the Bible. There's obviously good commentaries where there have been men that have come before us that have walked by the Holy Spirit that have written good commentaries that can give our listeners and help us as we read through these things. Where would you suggest if people want to start and have a commentary to go with them?
That's a great question. And Kent, what I would suggest is getting at least one study Bible. Where at the bottom of each page, there are study notes that's really like a commentary. And there are three in particular that I would strongly recommend. The first would be the MacArthur Study Bible. The second would be the ESV Study Bible. And the third would be the Reformation Study Bible.
That's good.
I have all three, and I use all three on a constant daily basis.
So as you read the text, you'll go back and you'll look and see what they say?
Absolutely.
That's good.
And Kent, I mean, I went to seminary for 8 years, okay? That's way too long. But and I've been preaching for over 50 years.
Was that because you had problems with your grades?
Kent, we won't go into that right now.
Okay.
Even after all of these years of study and preaching and teaching and going to seminary, I still use study Bibles every day of my life.
That's really good.
Because there's no way we can know everything. And the more we learn, the more we realize how little we know. And so those three study Bibles, of which I just mentioned, are extraordinary help and are really a constant companion to me. So that would be my recommendation to you. Get into the Bible. Have a good study Bible that would be a faithful guide to you. Well, thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope as we gave consideration to the prophetic word, the Bible, made more sure. It will be the surest and most faithful and reliable guide in your life to lead you into the center of God's will for your life and to lead you into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. It will lead you into Christian maturity. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope.